Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, the right mindset, and the right education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. I'm so thrilled to have you join us for an all new episode. Today, we're diving into a quick two-part series on something I think we could all benefit from, which is how to address sticky situations with clients. I think it's safe to say we've all dealt with some sticky situations in our careers. I know I have. From clients who cross boundaries, ghost us, or demand things way outside of what we offer, navigating these conversations can be difficult and intimidating. Today, we're going to dive into three sticky situations that I feel are common in the photography industry and a solution to handle each of these. I hope this episode leaves you feeling more confident and ready to take on your clients with confidence and grace. So let's get started. Okay, scenario number one, location requests. Imagine you receive this message from one of your clients. Hey, I found this amazing spot for the photo shoot, but it's technically off limits. Can we still shoot there? Now, I know that this has happened to me, and I'm guessing a lot of you. Things like railroad tracks, which are technically illegal, or the field that you don't know who owns, but your client just wants you to go there without permission. Maybe a place that actually requires a permit that the client may not know is a requirement. Your clients can come across stunning locations, but as the responsible photographer, it's essential to prioritize legality and safety. And I don't know about you, but my clients often ask me for locations that they think are great, but in reality are not maybe the best for lighting. So there's all kinds of things that could be going on when it comes to a location request. First way to handle is express gratitude for their suggestion and enthusiasm. Then gently explain that as a professional photographer, you adhere to certain guidelines to ensure everyone's safety and to uphold the law. Offer alternative locations that align with your standards and are equally picturesque. Remember, transparency is key. Just be honest with your clients. I mean, I honestly just flat out say that railroad tracks are off limits because they're illegal, and that typically shuts the client up, right? They don't want to, hopefully, most of them don't want to break the law. If there's a place that I don't feel like is really good lighting, I will often say, you know what? My priority is making sure that you look as amazing as possible. And when it comes to lighting, this particular location does not have ideal lighting because maybe it's super bright and you'll squint or whatever the case may be. But if you do just explain the actual reasons behind why a location may not be the best, your clients will trust you because ultimately they want the best possible photos and they are hiring you to give them that. So I often find that just by explaining the honest truth of why a location is good or not good or allowed or not allowed will really have them trusting me to make sure that their best interests are what I am considering. So if you need more help with marketing to seniors, getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and their parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat, and make four figures per session, the Seniorology Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. Okay, scenario number two, requesting a discount. Oh my gosh, I know we've all been in this sticky situation before, right? And it's definitely a tough one to navigate because honestly, we kind of take it personally or we get defensive about it, right? Like, how dare they ask for a discount? You don't walk into Target and ask for a discount. I mean, if you do, go for it, but most people don't. So why are we getting that request, right? I know for me, it's a dreaded request that I have learned over the years how to handle. We've all been there, and it's essential to handle it professionally, not defensively, while maintaining the value of your work. A client sends you this message: I love your work, but your prices are a bit out of my budget. Is there any way we can work out a discount? How do you respond? Price negotiations can be uncomfortable, but it's crucial to stand firm on the value of your services while showing empathy towards your client's budget concerns. Begin by expressing gratitude for their interest and complimenting their choice of your services. Politely explain the reasons behind your pricing, emphasizing the quality and expertise they will receive. If needed, offer a flexible payment plan rather than an outright discount to maintain the perceived value of your work. And ultimately, just try not to get defensive. I don't know why, but when someone comes to me as like, you're out of my price range, but I'd love to hire you, I immediately go, oh my gosh, why are we even talking about the pricing? Like, it is what it is, right? I get defensive and want to defend my work and want to defend my prices, but ultimately people are going to ask, and it's most likely just because they're not your ideal client, and you just have to stand firm. You can't give one a discount where you didn't give another, because if word got out about that, then the value of your work would definitely go down. So make sure that you stand firm, be polite, and just offer a payment plan rather than a discount. Okay, scenario number three, session fees. Let's dive into our third scenario for today, which is all about session fees. You receive this question from a client. I love the photos, but can we get a few more edits included in the package? Maybe some extra prints too, or can we get all the digitals? At some point, we all have experienced this or will experience a client who wants to get extra bang for their buck. Like, there's a set price, but they want more for that set price. They try to work in a few more perks or a few more photos without having to pay extra. While, of course, we want to keep our clients happy, we also can't overload ourselves or not receive the payment for our work that we deserve. Here are a few tips on responding to questions like this. Again, express gratitude for their enthusiasm and appreciation of your work. Politely remind them of the services outlined in the original agreement and what is included, and what those corresponding fees are for any additional requests. If they wish to add extra elements, discuss the possibility of customizing a new package tailored to their needs. You can certainly talk to them about it, but don't give in to extras without being paid for it. I know that we live in a world where people are going to ask, and that's okay. They can totally ask, but you don't have to give them anything extra. You have to just stick to what is included in your package or in your session fee. So for me, my session fees only include the session. They don't include any digital files. They don't include any prints or products. And sometimes people ask, are the digitals included? The answer is no. This is what's included. Your time for the photo shoot, which is sometimes an hour, 2 hours, depending on the session they opt for. However many locations and the number of outfits and sometimes a wardrobe consultation. But no prints, products, or digitals are included. So I just stand firm and let them know that anything can be purchased after the session at the in-person ordering appointment. So you have things set in place for a reason. The key is just to stick to them. You're always going to have clients that maybe ask for more or ask for a discount or ask for something that you cannot give them. But you just have to be polite. Let them know what you can and can't do. And don't feel like you have to give just because it's asked. You have policies, procedures, pricing in place for a reason. Stick to them. Be polite about it, but stick to them. All right, that wraps up part one of addressing sticky situations with clients. I hope you found these strategies helpful in navigating those challenging moments that can come up when you least expect them. Remember, communication is key, and handling these situations with professionalism will strengthen your client relationships. Thank you so much for listening in today. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a single episode, and please share it with your photographer friends too. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way I can. If you have questions, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you want to hear right here on this podcast. See you next time. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.